So this is gonna be an interesting video, okay? This is The Perfect Business. I'm your host, Jason Grant. I founded a company called The Automated Method, and let's talk about what I do, all right? Because here's the deal. I wasn't always fascinated with the storytelling, and I think it's only because of social media and, you know, its existence that I wanted to take that. I wanted to take the helm of the modern marketing content generation in the automated method because it's so forward, a lot of these ideas and topics, that there's no one that's going to be better at describing it other than myself or talking about it other than myself. That's what happened. That's where it passionately charged me to be the speaker that represents the automated method. Like, I mean, you know, there's a time when you want to logo only and faceless your business. I get it, because you can't overextend yourself and it's hard to scale. I get it. That's when you hide behind the logo, I say. But these days, story branding is a powerful tool. I have the gift of gab, and I don't mind talking about this stuff. Also, you know, like, this is my confessional. So anything I talk about here in this podcast, this micro podcast, it's like getting it out. So I get it out. I practice the topics. I get way better at speaking about these service offerings and the solutions and the technologies, etc., all in one. So today is day 28 of 30. Your role. If you are like practicing digital leadership in your business, like say you're a small medium business and you've built the perfect business, you have a great team, everything's there, how are you involved? Are you just executive decisions where you're owning the business and making decisions for, you know, driving the revenue line based on all of the corporate areas, using your business acumen and injecting your business acumen, and you're making executive decisions? Is that what you are? Or are you somehow connected to the business for, you know, marketing it, or say you're connected to it for being the sales strategist for the business, which is a lot of people. They get very interested in the sales aspect of the perfect business, say, for example, which is a lot of people, a lot of business owners that have gone through the automated method, the formula. That's what I would say their target is, because it's fun. You know, like the sales process is fun. Like, you know, basically making money can be fun. And that's where I would say a lot of owners take a lot of responsibility in that, you know. They might, and then if you're a creative owner, you probably, your executive decisions are in the campaigns and the advertising and marketing. I get it. It's totally, you know, or you, it's like whatever hat you want to wear, because you're an owner, you can. But like, let's make sure that it's something that you enjoy doing. Like you're the best at it because you're passionate about it and you enjoy doing it. But don't get me wrong. Like, you could just own the business and make really good business decisions because you have a super high talent for it and skill for it, and you can make that business money. And so that's important. I get that. That is important. So when I'm talking about, and we're day 28, and I'm talking about the automated method and the perfect business and Jason Grant, what am I doing? Well, I'm kind of the modern marketing. I am the content generation for modern marketing for the automated method. The draw, the story, right? And what do I use? How does it work for me? So I'm going to only specifically talk about myself that way, because I could simulate, if you were the sales owner, like this person that focuses on the sales as an owner, or the person that gets their hands dirty in the operations as an owner because they just love puzzles and solving problems. Or, you know, for me, it's this. So what do I use and why? Well, we know I'm a Calendly advocate for that. I'm probably more Zoom than Google Meet, and I don't like Zoom's UX. I feel like it's there's so many things that should be changed. I'm sure people know exactly what I'm talking about. I like to do path of least resistance, stream of consciousness. I don't want to do anything twice. I hate editing, right? So what I do, what's happening right now? This is the perfect way of describing this. So if the perfect business is functioning and I'm trying to be the story-driven component, right? This driving the story with content generation, which is, I have no problem talking forever. Anybody that knows me knows exactly what that means. So I've opened up a couple tabs in Google Chrome here on my MacBook Air. I've opened up LinkedIn Sales Navigator. I've opened up Typeform. I've opened up Twitter. I've opened up SendSpark. I've opened up Linktree. And I've opened up bit.ly. All right? Now, why am I saying that? Well, here's the deal. Oh, and I've got HubSpot open. Sorry, I've got HubSpot open. I guess I could open up MailChimp as well. These are all connected somehow with automation so that I just have to dump. Oh, an Otter. Jeez, sorry. Well, I don't have it. I've got it on the phone more than anything open. I don't have to dump information more than once, and it just, other things happen. All right? So today, it starts a Google Doc, right? It starts an Otter recording if I did any notes, brainstorming audibly. You know, and then I've got this where I plan for this engagement, this recording of this 15-minute segment every day as the content generation. So let me go through this again. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is where I'm using the automation, and we're working with some things inside LinkedIn to do some automated messaging, which would be like a LinkedIn bot. That's the best way I could describe it. Where you just, it's very common for people to use that these days. It's newer for myself because I was doing it manually, but there's no way you can't beat the black magic of the internet, I always say. And so that's why we just partnered with someone who is the genius with LinkedIn. I can introduce you. It's Horizon B2B. I'll put the link in the video. Okay, what is Typeform? Typeform is like an interactive form that makes it more interesting and aesthetically pleasing to input questions and answers, okay? What are we using video ask for? Nothing right now, but I just wanted to mention it because it's fucking amazing and it's super forward. Why is Twitter open? I think Twitter is going somewhere, like not just because of the whole Elon Musk thing. I'm getting more used to. I never use Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter if you want. I'm not used to it as an interface because I hate using social platforms. I don't know what happened. I think what happened was it just broke me. You know, I can actually talk about this. That's perfect for this part of the story because the perfect business is over here. We've talked about that a lot. I understand why it's hard to market something because it's like no one gives a shit. No one gives a shit anymore about certain things. You got to be really provocative and you got to use all the black magic. You know, you got to be really active on the platforms. It all has to work together for you to survive in this new, like, it's so crazy how many things are out there competing for your attention. Right? So that's what's difficult about social platforms is I feel really bad for certain businesses or certain business owners that can't sell or advertise or market that product or service for their life because it's just so competitive, or they have a disadvantage because they're not really good at using social media themselves. And they also, the platforms themselves, and they don't want to spend money on ads, and they don't want to hire someone or, you know, contract a remote department to handle the socials. You see, like, if they don't want to do certain things and they're an owner, well, or an operator owner at that point, it's costly on them and nothing gets sold. Nothing closes, nothing is in the pipeline because no one gives a shit. That's social media to me. It's like there's so many people that use it thinking it's going to do something and it's in vain because no one cares. It's sad but true. With me, I know I can push on platforms, but it's not that I get bored. It's that it's tiresome because I don't really like the platform. So I built a path of least resistance, stream of consciousness model protocol for my story branding, which is anchors in there too. So I'm just going to list a whole bunch of things. Bit.ly. Why do I use bit.ly? I like short URLs. So it's a shortener and tracker. So you pay for it. What do I have there that's very common, other than a lot of things in the toolbox that are easy to communicate in a short URL or even with my mouth by saying bit.ly/ and something really easy that isn't complex? It's more convenient that way. Maybe that's older me talking right now. There's a lot of other solutions, but that's what I use it for. And so, for example, these two infographics, the formula and the agents, that I really push a lot because it explains a heck of a lot over here about the automated method, they're bit.ly links that go to a Google Drive that are just easily said or clicked. So they can be repurposed, used for things, tracked, all that good stuff, done. So anything that I need to kind of have at my disposal, like bullets in the gun, or might be short URLs in there. Okay, that's when you can move now to the next thing. What's Linktree? Well, I use Linktree because it's awesome. It has all the social icons at the bottom. It's very popular. It's what a lot of people use now, link in bio type thing. Okay, so you need to have that if you're in my position. And then you can just update these like bookmarked URLs inside Linktree. Okay, now what else? Twitter, I mentioned. Video Ask. Go look at it. It's amazing. It's video-based communication for sales. I see it going places. Typeform owns it. I did mention Typeform, which is also, if you go to scope.theautomatedmethod.com, there's a URL forward that goes to the Typeform. And it's a long questionnaire that educates as well about the formula here at the Automated Method. Okay? And then, of course, you got Start at the Automated Method, that trigger-based function email that I've spoken about, all right? And more recently, I would say SendSpark, okay? So I've been using it recently as communication to potential customers or communication to current clients, current members of the Automated Method. I used to use Loom. Loom is another popular one. What I don't like about Loom is that it requires that the other side, the person that's receiving, create an account. So that becomes cumbersome because a lot of individuals out there may not be interested in creating a Loom account just to view your Loom video interaction through the browser, whatever, okay? That's what it is. It's usually used for teaching videos. SendSpark, shout out to SendSpark, man. I got introduced to it. It's amazing because it'll create a complex URL, and you can easily record from the browser or from whatever, record a video like this from my phone, and then it's in the cloud, and you can send the URL, and it doesn't have them create an account. You don't have to create an account. It's great because now if I have a queue, like I have complex questions to answer in under 5 minutes or 2 minutes, video is the way to go for me. Video is the fucking way to go for me because I get like this ring light setup. Everything is just so easy. It's a flow, and I really get comfortable here in this place. All right, my phone is dying. It's okay. I'm almost done. So because I'm comfortable in this place, that's why I like to be here to do this. So SendSpark is just like I have a queue. Maybe I got to do 25 one-minute videos. So what? I love doing it. It's easy to do. It's also going to add to all of this scaling, this idea of scaling the automated method, because I'm getting it all out and it's all working together. You get ad campaigns. You have MailChimp connected to these things. You send out email campaigns. You know, you have all this automation working with me for modern marketing. And I just have to do this, right? All I have to do is do these micro podcasts. Just submit it into Anchor. Now I've got Spotify video, so it'll be a video as well. Drag the video into otter.ai. It'll basically create the text. It'll notify the team, you know, in Slack as well. It'll also basically, what it's going to do is split the audio and video. So then I can take the audio and I can put it into Audiogram. That's another thing I've been using, Get Audiogram. It's awesome for making those audiograms that you see. I won't even talk about that. Just go check it out. That's my toolbox. I could be missing some things. Oh, yeah, landing pages in HubSpot. Very convenient, okay? Learn about those as well if you use HubSpot. A lot of CRMs, a lot of products have these things. I find the HubSpot landing pages are easy to make, track, micro campaigns. Oh, yeah, HelloBar.com. It's, you can log in and turn on and off floating panels to click in your, on your URL. So if you're in the business of modifying that because you're creative and you don't want to get in touch with a developer all the time, you're, you know, the URL, your contact for the URL, you can just log in and change those things yourself. That's my toolbox. What am I fascinated about right now? I would say the thing that I'm fascinated about right now, other than these micro podcasts, wow. Like, it, you know, this USB microphone is, this MV7 is amazing. I'm not going to talk about the gear. I'm going to go into another video, the last video of this set, where I'm going to explain how all of this can be remote for me. Okay, remote for me. The do it anywhere, I'll go through the whole system. But this is like social media engineering and marketing, path of least resistance, stream of consciousness, whatever you want to call it, you know, like a confessional. It all is connected. It's all connected. It's like I said, a Google Doc is there. The team has access to it for copy if necessary. Everything can be edited. I don't have to record anything twice. And that's what I wanted to let everybody know. Because it does change things when you don't have to think about a lot of these steps. Okay, so the modern marketing is kind of as simple as possible for me. And also, it's easy to communicate with new candidates for the formula and people in the scope because it's just another video, right? It's the communication. Like video, when it became more popular, I was like, in there, man. I was like, thank God, this is amazing. I don't have to use a mouse or a keyboard anymore. And then like, don't even get me started about Otter. Otter is unbelievable. I think Calendly and Otter are probably the two applications out there. And I'll get into the next video, the second last video. This is day 28, right? This is that what we are? Okay, geez. What we're going to talk about next is the future. Okay, so the future of the perfect business for you. And then the last video will be day 30, which will be pretty much summarizing. I'm still writing what I'm going to talk about, but it's awesome. There's so much content that I've put out already that I've made the story have so much traction. The momentum is there now. So it's like, what am I going to talk about on tomorrow? We'll talk about the future. I'm just getting excited. And then after that, it'll be the day that I'm going to tell you how I'm preparing for the trip. All right. This is the perfect business.